Your Bibles, please, for our second scripture reading now from the Old Testament, Ezekiel, the final chapter, chapter 48. Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now these are the names of the tribes, from the north end to the coast of the way of Hethlon, as one goeth to Hamat, Hazar Enan, the border of Damascus northward to the coast of Hamat. For these are his sides, east and west, a portion for Dan. And by the border of Dan, from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Asher. And by the border of Asher, from the east side even unto the west side, a portion for Naphtali. And by the border of Naphtali, from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Manasseh. And by the border of Manasseh, from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Ephraim. And by the border of Ephraim, from the east side even unto the west side, a portion for Reuben. And by the border of Reuben, from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Judah. And by the border of Judah, from the east side unto the west side, shall be the offering which ye shall offer of 25,000 reeds in breadth and in length, as one of the other parts, from the east side unto the west side, and the sanctuary shall be in the midst of it. The oblation that ye shall offer unto the Lord shall be of 25,000 in length and of 10,000 in breadth. And for them, even for the priests, shall be this holy oblation toward the north, 25,000 in length, and toward the west, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the east, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the south, 25,000 in length. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. It shall be for the priests that are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, which have kept my charge, which went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And this oblation of the land that is offered shall be unto them a thing most holy by the border of the Levites. And over against the border of the priests, the Levites shall have 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in breadth, and the length shall be 25,000, and the breadth 10,000. And they shall not sell it, neither exchange, nor alienate the first fruits of the land, for it is holy unto the Lord. And the 5,000 that are left in the breadth over against the 25,000 shall be a profane place for the city, for dwelling, and for suburbs, and the city shall be in the midst thereof. And these shall be the measures thereof, the north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, and on the east side 4,500, and on the west side 4,500. And the suburbs of the city shall be toward the north 250, and toward the south 250, and toward the east 250, and toward the west 250. And the residue in length over against the oblation of the holy portion shall be 10,000 eastward and 10,000 westward, and it shall be over against the oblation of the holy portion, and the increase thereof shall be for food unto them that serve the city. And they that serve the city shall serve it out of all the tribes of Israel. All the oblation shall be 25,000 by 25,000. Ye shall offer the holy oblation foursquare within the possession of the city. And the residue shall be for the prince, on the one side and on the other of the holy oblation, and of the possession of the city, over against the 25,000 of the oblation toward the east border, and westward over against the 25,000 toward the west border, over against the portions for the prince. And it shall be the holy oblation, and the sanctuary of the house shall be in the midst thereof. Moreover, from the possession of the Levites, and from the possession of the city, being in the midst of that which is the prince's, between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin, shall be for the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side unto the west side, Benjamin shall have a portion. And by the border of Benjamin, from the east side unto the west side, Simeon shall have a portion. And by the border of Simeon, from the east side unto the west side, Issachar a portion. And by the border of Issachar, from the east side unto the west side, Zebulun a portion. And by the border of Zebulun, from the east side unto the west side, Gad a portion. And by the border of Gad, at the south side southward, the border shall be even from Tamar unto the waters of strife in Kadesh, and to the river toward the great sea. This is the land which ye shall divide by lot unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are their portions, saith the Lord God. And these are the goings out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel, 3 gates northward, 1 gate of Reuben, 1 gate of Judah, 1 gate of Levi. And at the east side, 4,500, and 3 gates, and the 1 gate of Joseph, 1 gate of Benjamin, 1 gate of Dan. And at the south side, 4,500 measures, and 3 gates, the 1 gate of Simeon, the 1 gate of Issachar, 1 gate of Zebulun. And the west side, 4,500, with their 3 gates, 1 gate of Gad, 1 gate of Asher, 1 gate of Naphtali. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah Shammah, or the Lord is there. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. As we have said throughout these last 9 chapters of the book of Ezekiel, this is a prophetic picture of the New Testament church and not something that we expect to be built in the land of Palestine. These prophecies are given then under language structures that the people of Israel of old would have understood. It would have been a great comfort and a blessing to them to know that while they are in receiving these prophecies, still in the land of Shinar, still in the land of Babylonia, under captivity, with Ezekiel there as their prophet, the Lord is going to restore his people. But he will restore his people in the kind of way that we have seen throughout these 9 chapters. He will restore them, his glory returning to the city in the person of the prince, that is, in the person of Messiah, who will, even in this prophetically oriented description, dwell with and among his people. That's why the name of the city will be called Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, because this place that has been described for us with the 25,000 reeds here and the 5,000 over here and the 4,500 that way and this way and the 18,000, all of those numbers that, you know, kind of just blend into the maw after a while. You know, as a hermeneutic exercise, a long time ago, a number of years ago, I sat down with this passage and I started drawing out everything that I was looking at here. And it really does make sense. It all fits together, although it's hard in the reading of it simply to understand how it fits. But the people of God of that day would have understood what the prophet was teaching them, that when they are released from their captivity, when their prince, Messiah, dwells among them, they will have a place. It will be everything and more that they were promised under Abraham. Did you hear the division of the land? It's everything and more that they will that they have been promised. Did you notice how that we stopped in the middle of that description with the tribe of Judah? And it was in the tribe of Judah that the tabernacle complex, the temple complex, was to be built, that 25,000 by 25,000. Why would it be Judah? Because Messiah, the prince, is not going to dwell in another tribe. He's going to dwell in his own tribe. He's going to dwell in that portion that belongs to Judah. Well, they knew that the Lord was supposed to spring from Judah. They knew that. They had heard that David and his great son to come, the Messiah, would spring out of Judah and be the king, the prince that would come and reign over all of Israel. So they knew that. And so all of these measures and all of these things that are said here are simply prophetic to teach the people of God that in the days of Messiah, they will have more than they could ever have imagined. Their inheritance, although it seems to have fallen to the ground in their day, it will be far beyond whatever it is that they think to have. Their prince will return to them. And when he returns, he will bring the glory with him. And so then this new church that is being described here is well furnished. It is well furnished with the proper kind of preachers. I hope you heard that in verse 11, right? How is it that Malachi the prophet will put that? Malachi will say it this way, that when he comes, he will purify the sons of Levi. How is it said here? It said here, you know those sons of Zadok that didn't go astray with the rest of the preachers? They'll be my preachers in Messiah's age. You see, it's the same substance of the prophecy. It's pointing to the same thing, that the Lord will, in the days of Messiah, purify the preaching of his word. And of course, we see this most properly in the apostles as they lay down the word of God for all of those after ages. And then those who draw near to that word in their preaching, remaining faithful to the word of the prince. Then we have that it is well cared for in its provision. There are places set aside so that this city will always have what it needs. The church of Jesus Christ will never fail upon earth. There will always be a church, although it may wax and wane. There will always be a church on earth to worship the Lord. It is his. He will not allow it to go into nothing. In the days when governments and nations have risen up to eradicate the church, the church lives on and the governments go by the boards, right? So she will always have what she needs in teaching. She will always have what she needs in that spiritual food and fruitfulness. I hope that you also saw, as we saw in the last chapter, that there was that river and how that related to the book of Revelation. We have the same thing here in that there are 12 gates to this city. What are the 12 gates named after? The 12 tribes of Israel, in keeping with what we read from the Apostle John in Revelation chapter 22. Well, no, it's 21, excuse me. And he will say also what? That the foundation stones of the city are the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. But the gates, they remain the gates. They are indeed the gates of the 12 tribes of Israel, exactly as John said. So, as we draw then the book of Ezekiel to a close, we remember the great promise of the covenant. That scripture is Revelation 21, 12, and 13, now that I see it in my notes. We remember the promise of the covenant. What is the promise of the covenant? I will be with them, and I will dwell among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's the promise of the covenant. And then the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the name of that city shall be what? Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. All of the promises in Christ are yea and amen. Thus ends the reading then of Ezekiel chapter 48.